Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. I don't know if you want to know her now, though. Cubs fan?
Yeah, that's the best people to know.
I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan.
Yeah.
Natural rivals.
A little bit. A snack. But, I mean, it's okay. I mean... Oh, so, well, no, because you have the Cubs colors on the bottom of
here,
this.
Here, we'll
so.
Switch. We'll switch. You can be a Crip. I'll be a
there, Blood. Hey, no, there we go. Man, okay,
natural
so,
enemies
are
again.
Are you from Chicago?
No.
You know that?
Listen. So, you're a Cubs fan?
Yes. Chicago sweetheart over here.
So, born in Chicago, I assume?
Born and raised, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's tragic. Listen, I grew up a Bulls fan because everybody in the 90s was a Bulls fan. You couldn't not be a Bulls fan
right.
in the 90s, but everything else is kind of sad for you guys.
I mean, I got 23 right there.
Who was it? I don't see the name.
It's my name, actually.
Okay.
I was just showing the 23 because you said 90s.
That works.
But sorry. So, go ahead.
Favorite Cubs player of all time?
Ooh, I can't remember his name for the life of me. He was the pitchers when we won the World Series.
I promise I'm not trying to gatekeep. I'm not trying to be like, name at least three Chicago Cubs.
No, I'm not going to lie. I was just talking about this. I was like, ever since I started wrestling, I got so... like, far away from paying attention to sports. So I'm so, like, everyone's mentioning people. I'm like, I don't know.
Henry Rowengartner from Rookie of the Year. The kid broke his arm and they made the movie.
Did
you ever watch that movie?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Oh, yeah, 100
Come
times.
On.
It's my favorite movie.
You're too young for that movie, aren't you? He was a Chicago Cub.
Okay, I didn't know. See? I mean,
that's a success story
city. Next subject.
Next subject. Well, I mean, you wrestle quite a bit.
That's a little bit.
That's worth talking about as well. You've really made your stamp in the NWA. You became
tag team
champion
it, yes.
as well. What was it like? What was going through your head when you're told, hey, it's going to be you guys. We're anchoring this to you all.
We were very caught off guard. It was at a set of tapings, and it was something where we thought, like, maybe it was going to be a little bit of a story, like we're going to chase the titles, and they were just kind of like, so you guys are winning tonight. Or like... What? No, we're like, are you sure? So it was really cool when we did, and it was just really exciting. And, yeah, we had a lot of fun. Like, now we're in St. Clair, but formerly known Maddie Rankowski. We had a lot of fun, and I miss her a lot, but I'm very happy for her, seeing her, what she's doing right now.
Well, when you all became tag champs, I mean, everybody was pointing at you two, and they're like, oh, TV ready right there for whatever company comes their way. How did that feel? Because, I mean, you guys were getting a lot of praise for that.
Yeah, surprisingly, I remember there was, I don't know if it was a pay-per-view or a taping. I want to say a pay-per-view weekend. And we were not on the first day, but the second day. However, we did do a little bit of, like, a signing before the show. And a lot of people were coming up to us, and they were having, like, a great time. The shirt just came out. Everybody was like... were being told that it was one of the most pre-sold shirts NWA's ever had, so that was great. So yeah, overall, like, it was a really fun time, and yeah, again, like I said, it was just something that would hold near and dear to me, but it was really a great experience.
Even though she's obviously your buddy, how often did you get the Maddie hand to the face during the Tiny mic? Were you subjected to that? I didn't see if she
only
did one
once,
with you.
Only okay. one time, and that was it. I gave her one time, and then we moved on. I was like, all right, I'll give you your one, but it was just, I know I keep saying it, I keep being repetitive, but it's just looking back at that time, and it was just the ideas that her and I were coming up with. Unfortunately, we weren't able to move forward with all the ideas that we had, but the little promos that we did, the t-shirt that we had, it was short-lived, but I was like, maybe it's meant to happen in the future, who knows? A little tease for the future.
Who have you learned the most from in NWA? Like, is there anybody there that particularly helps you? You know, I always hear, like, Pat Kenny, the former Simon Diamond, does a lot of good work there. Like, and you just never know who might be there and giving advice.
Yeah, so I'm a nerd where I try to pick the brain of everybody.
Okay.
So there's a couple different people. Jazz is somebody who's known as the female agents. Yeah. So it's really fun because she's a very big brawler, so it's fun picking her brain about stuff.
She gave me the best headline of my life. It just says Jazz, and then quote, "I'm nothing to fuck with."
Yep.
And I'm like, I believe it.
Simple, sweet, to the point, yeah. And true, because yes. I agree. Yes, Jazz. So as an agent, it's like, okay, yes, ma'am. but no, Jazz is somebody that works with us a lot on a lot of different things. Aaron Stevens is somebody else.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Love him to death.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
I'm always fellow Kentuckian now. How about that? Kentuckian.
I know, I heard. But yeah, he's another one in Sail the Pale. So
okay.
I try to, again, and I know there's a couple more that I'm not mentioning. Don't hate me. But yeah, those are like good go-tos, just picking the brain because they've been around for a while. And whether it's character, in rings, like anything, you'll come to with them with an idea and it'll be like mush-mush and they'll just Like nothing. Just be like, oh, here's an easy answer. And I'm just like, I feel dumb. Like, that was such an easy, you know what I mean? So it's great talking to them. They make it so simple.
There are some wrestling fans that might live in a bubble, might be getting introduced to you. If they were introduced to you and they said, okay, give me one match to watch of yours, what would it be?
That's a good one. That's a good one, but that's a hard one. There's different matches for different reasons. I recently had a match with Kylie Rae at Warrior.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, that was a fun time. Her child was there, and I let him know what mommy's a wrestler. Maybe one day down the line we'll be wrestling. But so that was one match that was really fun, and that's a good one because, again, you could just see we're just two Chicago girls being Chicago girls. Another one, if you're looking for a little bit more hard-hitting, I had a match with Natalia Markova at MAW. Where we might have done a double lady low blow. We had the same idea at the same time. But yeah, it's just, again, I have different favorite, and I know I'm missing other ones. I'll just throw a last one out there, sorry. But
no, it's okay.
When I did Mania week, the first Mania week I did in Florida, so a couple of years ago, I had two matches, and one was right after the other, an hour apart from each other.
Okay.
And the second one I had was against J.J. Garrett. Are you familiar with him?
Yep.
Oh, okay, yeah. So get there, and it was pretty much my music was playing, and we're about to, you know, just go.
Yeah.
And we just, like, had a bar fight.
Hell yeah.
And it was so fun. Beat the hell out of each other. I had a bruise from, like, my elbow the way down to, yeah, from a trash can that he threw at me. So that was fun. So go watch trash cans getting thrown at me.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's always a win. But you mentioned the Kylie Rae match. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sure at this point, she has a great amount of say in who it is that she's going to face, especially, you know, she just came back from being a mom. How was that for you? Because, I mean, obviously she had her first match. You were the second one. Because when she came back and wrestled once, we don't know. Like, is it a one-time thing? Is it that? And she comes back and wrestles you. How does it feel to be in that position? Because, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah, because, again, like how you're saying, the first match was against Izzy, so yeah. Against her fiancé. But yeah, no, her and I have trained together here and there. We have a mutual trainer, who's now retired, but yeah, so we've trained a little bit here and there. We're familiar with each other, and we had a singles match like a long time ago when I first started becoming a heel and all that fun stuff, but now I'm more, comfortable and confident. I know myself a little bit more. So for her to come out and trust me and know that we're just going to have a fun time and, yeah, it meant a lot because, again, she's a staple in Chicago.
Yeah.
And she's Chicago's favorite daughter, and I'm Chicago's sweetheart. So it was just, ultimately, yes, 100%, it meant a lot.
What are some of your goals in wrestling? Like, I don't know if you're anchored down to NWA, if you're allowed to do other stuff, but, like, what are some of your goals that you want to accomplish?
I definitely want to travel more. The past 4 or 5 months have been the most that I've traveled in wrestling so far. This is my sixth year now, and it's great. It's amazing. I almost had an opportunity to wrestle in Canada. Unfortunately, it fell through. But, you know, traveling to Canada, I want to go to Japan, learn a little bit of Japan, UK. Okay. So I want to learn, again, I'm a nerd. I want to learn a little bit of everything. But as far as wrestling other people, I have a laundry list of people that I want to wrestle for different reasons, and I'm, again, wrestling nerd, so I am down for whatever. Just like I want to do everything as much as possible.
I mean, that's the right approach to take,
right? I try not to limit myself.
Tell the people where they can find you, follow you, support what you're doing.
All right, you ready for all this?
Yeah,
ready?
Let's hear it.
All right,
let's hear it. I'm here for the plugs. That's all I do.
Mr. Kate 23, MISSAKATE 23, is Instagram and Twitter. And then if you go on there, I have, it's called Linktree, right? I always say the wrong one. Okay, I say
I
LinkedIn. No, but I say LinkedIn, and that's
Oh,
like a...
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't got that.
I mean,
that.
If you want to recruit her for a job, maybe LinkedIn is where you go. Are you on LinkedIn?
No, I'm really not. That's why I always say the wrong thing.
Now you gotta make one just completely in gimmick.
Dude, Yeah, for bookings, right?
There you go.
Jordan, you got to get on that, agent. but, yeah, so follow on there. And if you're following along already, you might know that we're doing Miss-a-mania leading to next week. I get to beat up Jordan a lot, which is awesome. Jordan's my agent. But along that journey, I am also getting trained for Mania Week. by my trainer, Taz, my MMA trainer. So it's just a fun little storyline. So definitely go over there, MysticKate23, and go follow that. It'll be a good time.
Check it out, guys. She's all over the place. Until next time, we're out.
Go Cubbies.
Aw.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.